All right, so yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're taking a look now at a possible connection between weight and light. A new study was recently featured in the Journal of Internal Medicine, JAMA's Internal Medicine, points to artificial light in our sleep environment. Dale P. Sandler is chief of the epidemiology branch and senior investigator at the National Institute of Environmental Health and Sciences. Environmental, don't just think outdoors. Environmental. Our indoors is also an environment. How many of you reached the conclusion that your work environment is a pleasant one? Sometimes we talk about the work atmosphere. Atmosphere is not just always referring to what's going on outside. Atmosphere, environment, are sometimes referring to what's going on inside. And so you talk about that environment, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, which is part of the National Institutes of Health, and Dr. Young Moon Mark Park, a fellow working with him, led the research, and their study involved 43,722 women who took part in the sister study. And this looked at environmental risk factors and the chances of developing breast cancer. Each participant provided details about her exposure to artificial light at night. They call that ALN for short. Artificial light at night, ALN. So they provided details about the exposure to artificial light at the start of the study, allowing Park and his colleagues to divide the volunteers into four categories. Those who had no light, those who had small night light in the room, light outside the room, and fourthly, light or television on in the room. So let me give you those four categories again. No light or a small night light in the room, light outside the room, and a light or television on in the room. And again, this is at night. The research team had access to data that sister study professionals had collected at the start of the study, and this included the women's weight, height, hip, and waist circumference. They also had the women's self-reported height and weight measurements at both the start and the follow-up, which occurred after an average of 5.7 years. When the researchers analyzed the data, they identified a correlation between increasing levels of light exposure and health outcomes at the beginning of the study. They noticed that the more light a woman experienced in her sleeping environment, the higher her body mass index and waist to hip ratio were on average. Body mass index, BMI. And again, the more light that a woman experienced in her sleeping environment, the higher her body mass index and waist to hip ratio were on average. And just recall that body mass index is one way that a person's weight can be, or body size can be determined, waist to hip ratio as well, particularly when you're looking at whether a person is overweight or obese. On the flip side, sleep duration was shorter and physical activity and healthy eating scores were significantly lower. The more light a woman experienced in her sleeping environment, on average, the higher was her body mass index and the higher was her waist to hip ratio. Also, the more light that a woman experienced in her sleeping environment, they tended to also have shorter durations of sleep. They slept for shorter periods of time. They also noticed that physical activity was significantly lower. healthy eating scores were significantly lower. At the follow-up point, women who had a television or a light on in the room had a 17% higher risk of gaining roughly 11 pounds or more compared with women who reported no light while sleeping. They also had a 13% higher risk of a BMI increase of 10%. The risk of becoming overweight or obese for becoming overweight, 22%. Becoming obese, 33% higher. The risk of becoming overweight, 22% higher if they had that light on while trying to sleep or while sleeping. The risk of becoming obese, 33% higher. The associations held even when Dr. Park took into consideration possible factors such as inadequate sleep, poor eating habits, lowered physical activity. But they point to the limitations of the study, which include the fact that light exposure was self-reported and that they did not take into consideration why women chose to sleep with lights on in the room or whether light exposure changed over time. Maybe you have some women who are sleeping with lights on for 6 weeks, 5 months, and after that fifth month, they've turned the lights off, or maybe they just have a night light rather than an overhead light on. So one of the things that the researchers point out is that sleeping with electronic devices, lights, or TV may be a hard habit to break. Others may have family members who are up later with the lights on, particularly if you're talking about lights on outside the room, which can still matter. Some people are fairly sensitive to light, and if they're in a bedroom that is fairly close to a public living area of the house where lights are on shining brightly at night while they're trying to go to sleep, one of the best things that they can do is go ahead and close their bedroom door to shut that light out. Those who live in crowded housing or in cities may have a harder time controlling the amount of light that comes in from outside the room. Meanwhile, the team is planning on looking at how environmental light exposure affects weight and whether there are links between artificial light and other conditions, such as high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. In the meantime, I would encourage you, see how things go when you reduce that light. Sleep with very, very little light shining into your room, whether from the inside or from the outside. All right, when we come back, and again, remember now, when we talk about sleep, we're not just talking about being asleep. We're also talking about the quality of the sleep. Are we sleeping as soundly as we can be? And one of the big questions is, if there's enough light to impact, reduce, lessen, minimize the soundness of the sleep, can it be having negative impacts on us, including issues with weight? And again, as I said before, this study focused on women, but men, I want us to be asking the question, if any of this is true for women, is it true for men as well? Back in a few, as we begin to take a look at just a few of the promises that President Trump made, and we kind of get a handle on where he is with regards to keeping those promises.